When the British Science Ministry invited the public to help name a new research ship, Bodie McBoatface won an internet poll.
And that name inspired imitators around the world. Sweden now has Trainee McTrainface. Australia has Horsey McHorseface.
In Australia, the government of New South Wales ran yet another online poll to name Sydney Harbour's new ferry. Bodie McBoatface won again.
Okay, so this is actually getting old. They've come back to the same name again. But since the name was taken, authorities went with the second choice.
Please welcome Ferry McFerryface.
Ferry McFerryface. Andrew Constance, the transport minister, is all for it.
Ferry McFerryface. Look, it's going to be great for kids, great for grandparents to go down there and get selfies with their littlies.
Littlies. Paul Garrett of the Shipworkers Union does not appreciate the humor, though.
The transport minister is demonstrating here that he treats public transport as a joke. I'm just wondering why Sydney Harbour has to suffer a second-hand joke from the UK.
We do not know if the name is going to stick.
But we will bring you updates right here on Morning McMorningface.
Did you just say that?
I did.
That's awful.
Yeah, but desperate times call for desperate measures, Rachel.
I am not that desperate. I can feel my face when I'm with you.